Let's turn in the scriptures now to 2 Corinthians and chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we're reading verses 1 through 15, the whole chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, remember that he's just been referring to their great generosity and the need to continue in that. And he continues that topic now in chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, these are the words of the Lord. For it is superfluous for me to write to you about this ministry to the saints. For I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the Macedonians, namely, that Achaia has been prepared since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I have sent the brethren in order that our boasting about you may not be made empty in this case, so that, as I was saying, you may be prepared. Otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to speak of you, will be put to shame by this confidence. So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren that they would go on ahead of you, ahead to you, and arrange beforehand your previously promised bountiful gift, so that the same would be ready as a bountiful gift and not affected by covetousness. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all. While they also, by prayer on your behalf, yearn for you because of the surpassing grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And that is the word of the Lord. Here we see the zeal of the Corinthians that has done great work in the church as it has stirred up the Macedonian church, the Christians there and their love and charity for the brethren. But the appeal here is that the Corinthian zeal for the service of the Lord and even giving would not die out or be made to no gain to their own shame. And so they are here encouraged to press on and give to those in need in Jerusalem. And perhaps implied here to those in Macedonia who we learned also earlier in chapter 8 were in poverty as well. So that a bountiful gift is ready when they come and aren't falling into the sin of covetousness, which when commanded to give and having been supplied with much, it is coveting not to give. Coveting not to give. The rest of the passage then deals with how to go about this giving to the church and those in need. Verse 6, it says, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Verse 7, you must give freely, not under compulsion or with grief in your heart. God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, he will provide for you. You have questions. If I give, To those in need, do I give to the church? If I do so, will God continue providing? Yes. His grace abounds to the giver. He is sufficient for you and grants all that you need. After all, his righteousness endures forever. His covenant mercy endures forever. You see, verse 10, to you who give, who supplies what you give? What you have, who gives that to you? It is the Lord. All that you have is of the Lord. And so all that you give is of the Lord. He will multiply to you so you are able to give more, so you can produce more fruit and grow in righteousness. And it produces thanksgiving as you give freely, verse 11. It is the service of giving to those in need. We look elsewhere in the Scriptures. It is for the giving of the ministry of the Word. It is all for the supplying. What is giving for? It's all for the supplying of what the saints need physically and spiritually. God's people are in need physically. The church is to supply their need through giving. God's people are in need spiritually, as all of us are. The church is to supply their need through giving. And so in your giving, make it match that which is in accordance with your confession, your doctrine of the gospel, your faith in Christ. So freely give, as he encouraged them here to do. Verse 13, because of the proof given by this ministry, the ministry of giving, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ. By your faith in the gospel, you gave Corinthians. And so they will glorify God about concerning your obedience. Verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That is the gift of Jesus Christ and salvation, which they have by faith, which is the gift of God. And so having received the gift of faith and grace and Jesus and salvation, how much more should you give for the glory of God, for the spread of the kingdom, that others too would have what you have received as this indescribable gift? And so here again, calling to give and how, our motive to do it, and the means to do it. Let's pray. Our Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We often have had questions about giving, our offering to you, to the church, of which the head of the church is Christ. We've had questions about how much and how and the motive, and you answer our questions. We thank you for this, that you supply every need to us through your word. And physically, you supply every need to us. For each here is not going hungry, but has a home. Roofs over our heads. We thank you for this. For it is your grace, your loving kindness, your covenant mercy to us. Father, we ask that we would have great zeal and desire like the Corinthians had to serve the church, to serve your people. And that we would have also the generosity of the Macedonians, who even in their poverty gave above what they were able, or more than they had prospered. Father, in our giving, we ask that you would, by your Spirit, give us cheerful hearts, zealous to give. Make us wise and our stewardship of what you have given. And here we learn that you have given it to us. All that we have. Our jobs, our homes. Even the ability to give to those in need. Physically and spiritually. You have given us these things. And so we praise you that you're the God who provides. You're the God who deserves to be exalted, for you have, as we think about it, given us the indescribable gift of salvation in Christ alone, by faith alone. You've given us the gospel. You've given us Christ, your Son. You've given us faith and grace. You've given us your Spirit who's present in our hearts. Yet this just lists a few of the things you have given to us. And yet we cannot describe it. It is indescribable. Because even the gift began before creation, an eternity past which we cannot describe. And it extends into eternal future, where we will have eternal life with you, face to face with God. Father, give us a sense of the gift you have given, that in response we would praise your name, and worship your name, exalt your name, for you are well deserving. And in our worship and service to you, our ministry, that we would give. Give for your glory, for the good of your people, physically and spiritually. Father, we ask that you would be praised now, even as we sing, and then as we give. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.